Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey. And now your host, Terry Wardle.
I want to thank you for giving me this time to share with you some insights for the Christian journey. It's always exciting for me to spend this time. I love to talk about the Lord and remind ourselves that the very vocation of our life is to know Him more, to love Him more dearly, and to follow Him more clearly. Or as Eugene Peterson says, to walk the path of Jesus the way Jesus walks the path. Isn't that the essence of what the Christian life is all about? Well, I hope this podcast finds you well. And I want to continue in this little mini series that we're doing about learning how to stay in the light, to experience strength, to live in consolation when the difficulties and trials and temptations of the evil one come our way. I was reading the other day, and the author wrote these words: "It is often that we find ourselves in challenging times, times that challenge the very focus of our life, times when it's tested. And it's at that time that we need our hope to be deepened, our belief to be affirmed, and our lives to be more centered in Christ." You know, in the writings of Paul, particularly in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, he talked about the fact that when God opens doors, which is exciting, and we have this effective ministry, the evil one often comes alongside and seeks to do his bidding in order to bring us into the word we've been using, desolation. And there's not one of us that is beyond this. And I'm sure that if you're listening, there have been times in your life where suddenly a fog settles in. Somehow you don't see as clearly. Somehow you find that there is more negative thoughts running through your heart than there are positive. I believe there's a degree to which that's an attack of the evil one to bring us into, and the term we're using is desolation, to keep us away from the consolation, the light that God has for us. And I was meditating recently on this scripture in John 10. And I know you know the scripture well. It's a story of the good shepherd and how Jesus is the good shepherd. But then Jesus says this in verse 10 of chapter 10. "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy." Now, I think there's several things about this we ought to pay attention to. One, there is a thief. We can refer to him as the evil one, Satan, his demons, whatever that designation is that you understand. But the key is there is an evil one, and he has designed his tactics to really bring down God's people, to rob them of joy, to try to cut out from underneath them the security of who they are in Christ. So we do have an enemy, and it says he comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I think we ought to circle the word only. No matter what tactic the evil one uses, even if it appears to be a tactic of light, where initially it feels like this is a good thing to be thinking about, a good thing to be doing, in the end, he doesn't have any other goals. He's not wanting to draw us closer to Christ. He doesn't really want us to live in abundance. He doesn't really want us to be prosperous. He comes only to steal, to kill, and destroy. And one of the things that Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6 is that we have to be aware of that tactic of the enemy, of the way he comes at us, these unseen forces. And one of the things Paul talks about is this armor of God, and that armor of God accordingly deals with being able to gird ourselves with truth. Now, the last time we were together, I suggested an acronym that I've been using, and I continue to use it. It does help me when the fog rolls in, when desolation begins to threaten, when the evil one's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. I have found this little acronym, which I admit is rather simple, is a great reminder for me of what position I need to be taking as I move forward in the day. And I do this every day now and have been for, 6 weeks, something like that. And I have found it a helpful tool. How to begin to align ourselves with the Lord in such a way to push back the enemy when we find that our thoughts are rolling around in desolation and we find ourselves spiraling down into the muck and mire of disappointment and discouragement. So you remember that I gave you the acronym the last time, R-I-N-G, RING. The R, which we talked about the first time, is reminding us to run to the light, that we need to spend as much time as possible in the light of God's presence, in the light of God's word, in the light of God's people, in the light of the spiritual gifts that God has given us, in the light of the Holy Spirit, that we want to be able to do that. And I referred to Romans chapter 8, the mind controlled by the flesh is death. When we let the flesh, the things of the old person that we were, roll around on us, worried about what happened in the past, worrying about what happens in the future, that all of a sudden there's a death, a desolation that comes in. But Paul went on to say, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. I'm for that. How about you? I want more life and peace. So we're running to the light. Well, today we're going to deal with the I of RING, R-I. And the I is to learn how to imagine prophetically. Let me say that again. To imagine prophetically. Look, one of the greatest gifts the Lord has given us is the gift of imagination. Now, when I talk about imagination, I'm not focusing on something that's imaginary. Imagining yourself riding a unicorn flying through the sky, that's imaginary. But the use of imagination is the ability to, within this creative process that God has given us, to begin to imagine the truths and promises of Scripture coming alive in such a way that there is something, if you will, visual, something sensory, something that moves our emotions, something that is behavioral, and something that shapes our belief. And I'm going to give you an example of that very shortly. And one of the things that we've learned from neuroscience, and I hope you hear this, is that people that positively practice the unleashing of their imagination begin to find that it begins to create a genesis, if you will, of synaptic connections that really birth positive chemical explosions in our brain that enable us then to actually feel the consolation of God. Do you know what Einstein said? He said, imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions. Isn't that good? Imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions. Now, what does that mean? It means that if we can take a truth from Scripture, a promise of God, and under the ministry of the Holy Spirit, imagine that promise, all of a sudden there is a degree to which we are already holding and experiencing the wonder of what is yet to come. It's like a down payment of things yet to come. And what we're able to do then, whether it's having an imagination around a story of Scripture or imagination around a promise of Scripture, we get to fully enter it by saying, Holy Spirit, take over our thinking and give me a picture of what it is that you're wanting to show me. Now, there's an author named Walter Brueggemann who wrote on something called prophetic imagination. Now, obviously, in order to fulfill this acronym, I've turned that around a little bit and said it should be our efforts to imagine prophetically. But prophetic imagination was Brueggemann's way of saying we need to spend some time when we are praying and meditating on Scripture, actually allowing the Holy Spirit to cause us to imagine what's happening. Imagine this promise come to life. Now, some time ago, I led you through a spiritual exercise in which I read a series of words and phrases that come from Ephesians of what is true of you in Christ. And then what I wanted you to do is spend some time asking the Lord to create a picture of that. Now, I've done this enough to have people share with me what it is that's happened. And they talk about, for example, that the word that God gave them was the word chosen. And they asked the Holy Spirit to take over their imagination. And all of a sudden, God created a scenario in which they could see themselves being chosen. Being chosen. One person, a woman, saw herself as sitting on the edge of a great dance. And she was there off on the side, sitting on a bench, when suddenly Christ comes and he reaches out his hand and he says, I choose you. And as she extends her hand to his, he holds her and brings her close. And the light of God's presence fills her with joy. That's what it means to imagine prophetically, to allow yourself to be captured in some truth of Scripture and then move forward with it. Today, I was on my walk. I do that every morning. Usually walk 4 to 5 miles. And I was on a lonely country road. And as I was walking along the country road, there was a small fence. And when I came up to the fence, there was a sparrow sitting on the fence. And all of a sudden, I began to think about the teaching of Jesus that God sees even the smallest sparrow fall. And I began to imagine that right there in that moment, that my Father was being attentive to that sparrow. And then in his great love, the light of his presence was also encompassing me, enfolding me. And I imagined myself hearing God say, my eyes are on you as well. And you know what? Even though there are a lot of challenges that I'm facing right now and some rather stressful situations, and also the attack of the evil one, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. In that moment, as I allowed my imagination to become a prophetic word from God, I found my spirit really lift. I want to encourage you that this is something that I think you ought to be doing on a regular basis, and I'm seeking to do it on a regular basis because it begins to lift our spirit. See, the evil one is working to bring discouragement. We allow ourselves to be captured by thoughts that meander down a spiraling process into the muck and mire of despair. But there's something we can do about it. We run to the light. We spend as much time in the light as possible. We don't allow ourselves to spend time thinking about the dark. But also, we have this ability to imagine prophetically. Now, you may have already seen this, but I would encourage you, if you haven't, to go on the Healing Care Ministries Facebook page, or also there's a new website, terrywardle.org, www.terrywardle.org, and there are a series of videos, and a couple of those videos are about a moment of, if you will, prophetic imagination that occurred in my life. As the evil one was really bringing to bear all the brokenness and mistakes and sins of my past, I suddenly had this amazing moment in which I could see myself at the Sacramento River in a beautiful spot. And I was standing there as the cool river was flowing by with force. And suddenly I looked to my right and there was the Lord. And he looked at me with just liquid love. And then all of a sudden I saw that in his arms were all these things that I was concerned about, that the evil one was accusing me over. And he just let his arms open and they fell into the river. And I saw all of that flow out to the sea to where I couldn't reach it or see it anymore. And the only thing left were the arms of Christ scarred by Calvary. And he looked at me. And he, in essence, said, I love you that much. And there was a joy and an exhilaration and a life that built up inside of me, all because I allowed the Holy Spirit to access my imagination so that I could imagine prophetically. You see, if you're facing a situation in which you feel like you're being accused, ask the Lord to access your imagination so that you could imagine prophetically the full forgiveness of God that is yours in Christ. Or if you're facing a trial or you have a test or you have some obligation at work and you're really feeling insecure about it, ask the Holy Spirit to give you a picture of that moment with Jesus there with you. A friend of mine recently had to have some basic eye surgery. And he was really struggling very much, and I would understand that given my own anxiety issues with going in and having to have this happen. And all of a sudden, the Lord nudged him to do the very thing that I'm talking about, and that is to imagine prophetically. And he imagined from home all the way into the office, into the table, Jesus being with you, and it being light, and it being hope. And he told me later that it was a profound experience of Christ. See, he wasn't doing something imaginary, because in fact, Christ was with him as he left his home and traveled to that office and as he was there on the table. But the Holy Spirit enabled him to have this prophetic imagination, and all of a sudden it began to lift him into a new place. I thought it was interesting that it was my son who told me that that image that I had of Jesus releasing all that I've done into the Sacramento River, Aaron said, "Dad, isn't it amazing that the word Sacramento means the sacrament? It's all part of the Eucharistic ministry of Jesus." And by the way, this impacted me emotionally. It also enabled me to turn and offer some probably long overdue forgiveness, because I had this amazing moment with the Lord. I believe this is something that could help us. Now remember, what we're talking about is our life is to be a life in which we're pursuing knowing Christ more, loving him more deeply, following him more clearly, walking the path of Jesus the way Jesus would walk the path. That's what we're to be about. And yet we know there is what? There is a thief. There is an enemy. And he comes to steal and to kill and destroy. And some of the ways he comes to steal is to accuse us and harass us in our thoughts. And often we are a full participant in that, allowing ourselves to spin down into desolation. Well, we're going to learn now. How do we begin to move toward the light? Well, run to the light. We already talked about that. And ask the Holy Spirit to take over your imagination so that you can imagine prophetically. Remember what Einstein says: imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions. Look into your future, long-term and immediate. Ask the Holy Spirit to take over your thinking. See what it is when truth comes alive in your mind. And then watch the impact that has on your feelings and your thoughts. You're going to find that it can help you. So what I'm sharing may not be for everyone, but I believe it is for some of us that struggle in our minds with thoughts that weigh us down. Let us learn ring. Run to the light. Imagine prophetically. Now, the next time together, we're going to talk about noticing and then gratitude. I think you'll find that this is helpful as we move forward in the Lord. Well, again, may God bless you. I hope there's some little tidbit of what I've shared here that will lift your heart. Do try to practice it. Practice will let you know if there's something there or not. I want to remind you that there are a lot of events coming up. I'll be in Nashville in about a week doing the Formational Prayer Seminar there. After that, back in Columbus, Ohio, then off to Colorado Springs. I also want to remind you we have a great Facebook page now in which it has resources that you can tap into. And don't forget to look at our new website. You can find it at www.terrywardle.org. Also, if you want to come to any of our events, get a hold of Lynn. It's Lynne at healingcare.org. And I know that she'll be glad to talk with you. Well, as always, may God bless you.